Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The National Weather Service forecast offices in Alaska have realigned Alaska's marine forecast zones due to be implemented on March 8, 2023, in an effort to provide more specific marine weather information to their partners and the public. The plan changes will result in more geographically representative forecast, advisory, watch, and warning products. This will be achieved with the creation of a near-zone forecast zone that will cover areas from the coastline out to 15 nautical miles, a coastal forecast zone which will then exist from 15 nautical miles up to 100 nautical miles, and the creation of new zones that will pare down very large geographic areas, including areas in the eastern Gulf of Alaska, Prince William Sound, along the Aleutians, and within the Bering Sea. Due to the scope of these changes, most marine forecast zone names and numbers in Alaska will change. Lastly, the outer boundaries of the coastal marine forecast zones, previously denoted as out of 100 nautical miles, will not change. However, with the use of improved technology, they are able to be more accurately reflect the distance of those boundaries from the Alaska coastline. Each of these zone names will now include a more precise description of how far out they physically extend. The National Weather Service will be coordinating with partners, media outlets, and interested groups from across the state to facilitate greater awareness of these planned changes. These changes are part of a long-term National Weather Service improvement plan to provide the public with forecasts and alerts more relevant to the areas of concern. For more information about the planned marine zone changes and to access all material created to help educate the public and maritime community, you can find a link on the story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska Sea Life Center admitted a northern fur seal pup to the Wildlife Response Program on January 31st. Fur seals are relatively uncommon wildlife response patients and have not been cared for at the Alaska Sea Life Center since 2017. The female pup, estimated to be around 6 months old, was seen swimming erratically near the shore in Sitka. Her abnormal behavior worried local residents, who reported the pup to the Alaska Sea Life Center 24-hour stranded hotline. Sitka is an unusual location to see northern fur seals this time of year, which raised concerns for her survival by the Alaska Sea Life Center staff. After receiving approval from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the animal was transported to the center for treatment. The main concerns found by the Alaska Sea Life Center veterinary team upon the initial admit exam were dehydration, malnourishment, the signs of an unknown infection found in her blood work. Despite these concerns, she was observed to be active and alert when handled. The team found no evidence of severe physical trauma, however, noted the pup seems smaller than the average for her age. Staff are currently providing initial treatments and examining the patient further to understand more details about her condition. The Alaska Sea Life Center's Wildlife Response Program can only provide care for stranded and injured marine animals with help from federal grants, corporate sponsors, and individual donors. Those interested are encouraged to contribute to the care for rehabilitating marine animals. You'll find a link on the story at RayuKenai.com. A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment charging a Homer woman with attempted interference with the navigation of a seaplane and negligent operations of a vessel. According to court documents, Marion Beck, 68, operated her vessel in a reckless manner as she made several close passing maneuvers in front of a seaplane full of passengers while it was taxiing out of the waterway. Beck is a licensed mariner and operates commercially in Halibut Cove and the surrounding area. The defendant was arraigned on February 3rd before Chief U.S. Magistrate Judge Matthew Scoble. If convicted, she faces a maximum of 21 years in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Read more on this story on our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.